Welcome to the Fitness Coach Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris Spearman. Our mission here at Fitness Coach Freedom is to help fitness professionals just like you transition from just another coach to an actual business owner and help you have a bigger impact in the world, give yourself more freedom, and to create generational wealth. Please enjoy, please subscribe, and we'll see you inside. Team, we're talking about LinkedIn sequences today. I think it's no surprise to a lot of you that we've had a huge success on LinkedIn, and it's something that I think a lot of the people that we speak to on a day-to-day basis, be it people who message my Instagram profile or reach out to us, ask questions on is LinkedIn. Again, I've said this a few times, but just for anyone who hasn't heard, I lost access to my Instagram account and for about a year and a half, when every single pound that I had ever made came from that account, you know, up until a few years ago, that would normally be a little bit worrying. But we were able to transition to LinkedIn and make more money. So completely from scratch. Now I've done a webinar on LinkedIn that you guys may have seen. If you haven't, have a look below. I'll put in the show notes that, you know, that I think a lot of you should consider at least asking yourself, whoever it is that your demographic are, your niche, your ICA, whatever you want to call it, your avatar, whoever they are, where do they hang out most of the time? And I think, depending on who that is, that question is an important one. Something for us, obviously, if, you know, with our business is the cover model executive, well, it makes a lot more sense to market on LinkedIn because that's a platform built for executives. Now, there are other exceptions in our times where you may reach out to a different demographic of people. You may, you know, want to help people with photo shoots and prep and all of those things. But generally speaking, the LinkedIn approach for us has been super successful. And if, hypothetically, your ICA or your niche is quite similar, then LinkedIn is definitely where you need to go. Now, today we're going to speak about a few considerations around LinkedIn sequencing. It's going to be quite technical. My knowledge on LinkedIn is relatively extensive, so you're going to have to bear with me. If this goes over your head, I apologize. Do some learning on LinkedIn, maybe watch the video below, and then you may be up to speed. If not, do some YouTubing and then come back and listen to this again. Trust me, it'd be worth it. So there are various softwares that we use, things like IC Leads, Phantom, Link Boost, Lempod, Lemboost, Dripify, Lemlist. It's an array of different softwares. I'm going to talk about one mainly today, which is Dripify. And it's basically, as the name suggests, it drips messages over a period of time. Now, there's value in some automation, and there's a huge amount of value in personalization as well. Now, generally, the goal, in my opinion, is to be as personal, as organic, as authentic as physically possible. And when it works, you then try and scale it back. The biggest mistake you can make is to try and start in a specific location and automate and hope that that will work. My suggestion is you always start from a, let's say, a higher probability of getting a result, and then you scale it back. Otherwise, you could try 10, 12, 13, 14 different things and it not work, but you know that what you're doing isn't optimal. Every single time, we're talking about booking a call here, if you're in a position where you want to book calls, your mindset should be, I have a gun to my fucking head. I need to book a call. Not, okay, I'm going to message 1,000 people with this message and hope that one person replies. That is not what I would do. personally. That is not what I would do. Contrary to popular belief, contrary to whatever you think or what people have said we do, you know, we've had people in businesses that I own that had maybe a pretty rogue strategy when it comes to outreach in the past. That is not my suggestion. That is not for me. I'm a lot more precise. I'm a lot more calculated. And my suggestion would be that you try to get more specific, more personalized until something works. For example, in terms of, let's say, Drippify, the messaging needs to seem authentic. It needs to not seem pitchy. I personally do not put paragraphs in messages. I would send two messages with zero with each in a paragraph, rather than one message with two paragraphs. Why? Because when I see a message with a paragraph, not that I think that it isn't organic, but it looks less organic. And therefore, if I'm considering that this may be spam or copy and paste, that would be a bit of a getaway. Also, I would add some emojis in. I would add some humor in. I would add some personalization in. Generally speaking, almost all messages should have those things. Humor, personality, personalization, emoji. I'm serious. Like, I would legit do that. But the difference is I would message like 10 people and try and get 10 people booked on a call. Not message 1,000 and hope that 10 book. Because the time that you spend with the messaging, especially on a platform like LinkedIn, is a percentage of the effort. You observing, viewing their profile, getting a better understanding of who they are or how they may think, or what you may say to get them to reply, or what part of their business would you comment on, is probably going to be more productive, generally speaking. I would strongly recommend, if you guys aren't doing that, that you do consider doing that. Is this not the case on other social media platforms? I'm not saying that for sure. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is on LinkedIn, there is generally a different demographic of human being. It's a top 5% generally. The top 5% of people, well, the top, I would say, 3% of people in the world are on LinkedIn more than other platforms generally. Okay. So in terms of, let's say, you know, financial market or success in terms of, you know, business and wealth. So if you are targeting or marketing to those people, well, you need to speak the way they speak or understand the things that they want, like a return on investment in their training, you know, to opt to dominate in the boardroom, to be more confident on sales calls, to negotiate better mergers and, you know, being able to get better quality of sleep and all of those things, like high performing habits. Okay. So the sequences that you use on Drippify or organically or on any other platform that you use need to be better. They need to be more specific. And something that I would say without going into too much, because this is something that, you know, I would do personally with a client, is anytime there's a system, you want to always try and maximize the potential of that system. How many more opens can you get? What can we do to maximize the conversion of this? Why are people not seeing the message? Why are people not replying to the message? What's the data say? What percentage are doing that? How do we optimize? What are we looking over here? All of that stuff needs to and can be improved. Mm-hmm. So stepping into, let's say, a world where, you know, you're dealing with high level people, you need to have high level data, high level metrics, and high level KPIs, and a high level strategy. Now, obviously, of course, I do that with my personal clients, but you guys spending enough time on these platforms and sitting down and mapping it out will help. Hope that's been useful. I know that's an overview. If you haven't watched the LinkedIn Masterclass, I would do that for sure. It's basically a recording of me. I did a webinar for a great friend of mine who makes, you know, multiple eight figures. And he asked me to do a presentation for his students on how we made $1 million on LinkedIn. So if you haven't watched that, I would strongly recommend it. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace. Thank you for listening. I hope that has been useful. Our time is our most valuable commodity. It is something that you will never get back, be it in your business, with your families, in your relationships. And I value your time and spending it here with us. As a thank you, and to help you scale and grow your business, there are a number of ways that we can help you scale and grow for free. Number one, if you would like more leads in your business, you can go to unlimitedfitnessleads.com, download our blueprint, and go through our free video course that will talk you step by step through how you can 2x, 3x, and 4x your lead flow. Number two, you can go to unlimitedfitnesssales.com and get your hands on the exact $3 million sales blueprint that we have used in multiple businesses, including our fitness businesses, over the last number of years to scale and grow our own. Thirdly, you can jump inside our community at fitnesscoachcommunity.com. Lastly, and by no means least, if you are looking for a little bit more help, you can get a free consultation business audit from myself, Andrew, and the team. And absolutely free, this is not a sales call, it's very much a value add. And transparently, we know that a large number of you will see how impactful that is and may decide in the future to work with us. And you can get one of those at fitnessbusinessaudit.com, where we dissect exactly what's happening in your fitness business right now, be it online or in person, depending on what sort of structure you have with your business. See what roadblocks you have standing in your way, what your goals are, and actually on that call, reverse engineer a solution for you. Again, that is not a sales call. We know that there will be a large number of you that see that we are talking sense and may decide to work with us in the future. But for us, it is a way of giving back as a thank you and helping to scale and grow our community. As always, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I hope you're being safe. Whatever you do, remember, there will be challenges on the way. There are always going to be challenges. Seek them out. Seek out those failures, because it is those failures that are going to launch you and catapult you into the next chapter of your life. As always, please like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next one. This brings tears.